plate a potential nugget.
Islet, moving to a different section in the book, you go on to say that we do a good job of motivating ourselves at the start and at the finish line, but it's a long middle, which is the hard part. Can you say more about how we should think about sustaining our motivation in the middle?
First, we should realize that it's going to be hard in the middle. Okay, we celebrate beginnings, we celebrate ends. Okay, when students come to campus, we have a party. When they graduate, we have a party. Okay, at the beginning of the year, we celebrate the new year. At the end of the year, we also have like our holiday parties. We celebrate beginnings and ends. The middles are not so easy. Once we realize that, we can start to address it. Okay, and one thing that we can do is having short middles. Okay, mm-hmm. So, you know, in let me give you an example for a study. In our studies, we found that people relax their both like ethical and performance standards in the middle. And so we shorten the middles. Okay? One example is a study in which people were cutting shapes out of paper. So we kind of drew shapes with many corners and we gave them a pair of scissors and they had to cut the first shape and the second shape and the third shape and so on. The first and the last shape, they were not having any trouble with. Okay, they were doing perfect job. The middle is when they were literally cutting corners. Okay, they didn't do a good job. And so what do? Well, you make the middle short. Okay, you set sub goals. You think about a weekly goal or a quarterly goal instead of an annual goal. And all these keep the middles short. You also remind people that their identity is attached to their performance. And so it will make it harder to hide from yourself in the middle. Okay? You will realize that you're watching yourself in the middle. And that helps. And another solution is to just have a fresh start. And Katie Milgman has worked on the fresh start effect. And just a Monday, the first day of the month, okay, my birthday, are all reasons to have a fresh start of your goal. You are no longer in the middle. You're at the beginning.
Katie was on this podcast a few weeks back and she spoke about how Google had used fresh start and tried to create moments, around which people could be triggered to action. So it's fascinating to hear that.
Yeah. Like she did a lot of work on it. Now, basically, the nice thing about the fresh start effect is that it's not really the beginning of the goal. It's some other cue that makes you think like this is a beginning. Okay? You're not starting your exercise goal because it's a Monday. Okay, you're just using Monday to say, oh, it's the beginning of the week. And if my sub goal is to exercise 3 times this week, then the beginning is on Monday.
Absolutely. You know, just to give a different example, one of the entrepreneurs I was talking to on this podcast, he actually spoke about his family business and the fact that there were a lot of internal, conflict. And he said what helped in resolving that was actually the death of a loved one in the family. You know, in a way, it was an opportunity for a fresh start for everybody to huddle together and move towards a better relationship with each other. So it was just interesting, after I spoke to Katie and when I used that language, it seemed to make sense that we can have fresh start opportunities in various things that are happening around us.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, it's a sad example, but I like it.
I love the point Islet makes about short middles. One of my earlier guests, Dan Pink, speaks about the notion of having punctuation marks in the context of catching drifts.
Peter Drucker has a technique that I use because Peter Drucker figured out everything that you and I thought we figured out 50 years ago. I can't think of what it's called, Deepak, but I do it myself. That what you do is you write a memo, or you say, here is my prediction of how the next 6 months are going to go. And this is what I do. And I can't think of what Drucker, this is not my idea, it's Drucker's idea. Mm-hmm. You write, I'm going to think through the next 6 months and here's my prediction of how things are going to go. And then you just, I put it in Dropbox and I never look at it, except that I put 6 months from that date, I put a tickler in my calendar to look at that. And then I see, okay, so where were my forecasts right? Where were they not? And at some level, that kind of punctuation mark, that kind of assessment might allow us to do that. I feel like there's the way to avoid the frog in the boiling water is to you know, sort of set a timer and stick your finger in to see how hot the water is getting.
The other thing that Eilert speaks about is the notion of a fresh start. Here's Katie Milkman of Wharton, who's researched the notion of fresh start and how we can apply it in our lives.
What we found is that there are moments, this won't surprise you at all, that feel more like fresh starts to people. And the one that we're all familiar with already is New Year's, right? This is a moment when around the world, people are setting resolutions at a higher rate than usual, trying to pursue goals at a higher rate than usual. And it feels like a fresh start. The psychology of New Year's turns out to be familiar and extend to many other moments. But the psychology of New Year's is you can say sort of, well, that was the old me last year. The old me couldn't achieve this, you know, right? The old me tried to quit smoking and failed, but that was a whole different person. The new me in the new year can do it. And you feel this dissociation from your past failures and this renewed optimism as you open a new chapter in life. What we found is that New Year's is actually just one moment that has that new chapter, fresh start feeling. There are lots of other moments on the calendar and in life when we also feel we're turning a page and can get that same dissociation from past failures and motivation and also the likelihood that we might actually step back and think big picture about our lives is greater. So some of those moments include, according to our research, the start of a new week or a new month, the celebration of holidays that feel like fresh starts in our culture, the celebration of birthdays. And of course, there's other research looking not only at these sort of psychological or temporal markers that give us the sense of a clean slate and a fresh start, but if you physically change environments, that has not only psychological appeal and helps you, but it can literally disrupt routines in a way that's helpful as well.
The way I see it, we need to have shorter middles and find the right punctuation markers, whether they are journal entries like Peter Drucker, fresh start opportunities like Katie Milkman says, mini goals like Eilert says, or something else. We need to find what works for us to keep us on track during the long road in the middle. If you want to learn more, do tune into the conversation with Dan Pink and Katie Milkman. You can just go to playtopotential.com and find them in the guest section. Thank you for listening.